road. I don't know where it's gonna take me. All I got faith in my family, my loved ones, my block, my people. So love. It's a struggle. You just gotta keep up, keep walking, keep your eyes on the prize. The other foot in front of you. Never know what life will take you, man. Ride with me. Back in the 70s, dad just a boulder. A little earlier, my grandma raised a daughter. A beautiful thing, she was a ghetto flower. Caught a young man's attention with her power. It was love at first sight, I saw she thought. But a couple months later, he left her with a broken heart. Young and naive, only 17. About to have a young mouth to feed. Head down, she could feel the shame. A couple months later, labor pains. She looked down in her new son's eyes. A flashy smile, as big as the skies. Pops gave her being a man to try. Worked as a mechanic, mama of a Burger King. Meanwhile, late at night, she was studying. She did a thing and she got an degree. It's just
all in one lifetime. It's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime. It's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime. It's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime. It's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
Flash to the future. Now I'm 14. And my pops up and left the scene. Now I'm a young kid, walking the block. And no white man, no, my mama's a cop. They show me no love, a young man locked in handcuffs. Mama always worked in the streets to raise us. Here's a twist, my uncle white as snow. And he's always telling me the right way to go. Until one day the cops took him to, yo. Imagine the pain conflicted inside. Not knowing whether I wanna ride or die. I get down on my knees and I'm screaming why. I hit the streets like a soldier boy. Running a jacket, clapping an accent. No about this better happen. But one night I slept and had a dream. My uncle told me to relax and breathe. And step
all in one lifetime.
Welcome to the Diamond on the Rough Show with Charlie Alejandro and Upman. What's going on there, Charlie?
Oh, my goodness. Just got back from Christmas shopping. It's like, I can't believe how many people are out there. It was ridiculous. It was like wall-to-wall traffic.
Well, I was thinking, you know how it's called Fearless Friday?
Yes, well, that's how I felt. You have to be fearless to go out there because I've never seen so much traffic in my life. What are they giving away? Give me
well,
some.
I was thinking about calling tonight an Inspirational Friday for
yeah,
tonight's
that
show.
That sounds like a great idea. What are you so inspired about today?
Because I had a great, great day. I had a friend here with that I had talking to for a little bit this morning. And I also was inspired because I got a phone call from a good friend of mine. And I was just so inspired that I just thought I'd had to share that. And I thought it would be such an inspiring show today. Because it looks like we have Crosby for our guests this evening.
I'm excited. It was funny because originally Jessica was supposed to be on the show. You know, she's a singer. She's my daughter. And unbeknownst to me, her brother was surprising her. He's taking her out to eat at some fancy restaurant with some friends because she hasn't been home in a few months from being in college. So I emailed Crosby, and they were nice enough to step in, which actually works good for them because they're actually having the premiere of one of their episodes, which we'll hear a little bit more about, I think, tomorrow. So it kind of works out good for them. They can get. And the other thing that I was really excited about is they actually sent me a song of theirs. I remember watching a video that they did, so I actually have the song that we'll play later on when they come on the show. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited. I think it's real good to have them on, and I think the timing is perfect.
Yeah, and I thought that's why I would call tonight's show an inspirational show. Just because we had Crosby call in on Wednesday to our show, and he did such an awesome job that I was thinking about it all afternoon. I'm like, I'm just going to call this one Inspirational Friday because you also have to think about it. It's getting closer to the holidays.
Yes, it is.
And, yes, we're all excited, and I figured I'd throw a question out there of myself for those who would like to respond to it in our chat room. And I'd like to say hello to everybody who is in our chat room. Betty, Bob, David M, D545, J23421, Mary 2312.
Hey Mary, how are you going? Yep, Jay, our regulars. Tom, how are you?
Yeah, Tom. And for all those who would like to join in, you can log into the website and you can do that part.
Yes, the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman, and woman is spelled W-M-N. So you can go there and you can go right to that. The URL will take you right to our page. You can click on our episode now and listen to us live, or you can go back and listen to some of our old episodes. The other thing, too, is if you're not home and you're not near the Internet, no biggie. If you call us in at the call-in number, 347-989-1473, you can actually listen to the show on your telephone. The other thing, too, if you have an iPod or a smartphone, if you go to the mobile Blog Talk Radio website, you can also listen to it that way. It'll actually get downloaded. It's really cool because, as a matter of fact, you can download them and keep them if it comes down in an MP3 format to iTunes. And within the next week or so, you'll actually be able to get back episodes of our show through iTunes as well, because that's one of the services that Blog Talk Radio does. A little plug for them. I really love the concept. I love how they do it. So yeah.
Really? That is so awesome.
Yes, and also we are also on another website, which gives us the opportunity to rebroadcast our shows. But I, for some reason, don't know where I put the website. So as we get on with the show, I will get that information and make sure I get it out to our listeners. So that way you'll have another way to get a hold of us and listen to the show. We have a lot of exciting things coming up, and I can't wait. But yeah, Mutton Man, you were talking about Inspirational Friday. I'm telling you, for me, it was a combination of both. It was a Fearless Friday and an Inspirational Friday, because I just feel like the holidays are just an amazing time for me. I really love them. Don't get so caught up in the material aspect of it. I'm not going to lie. I love boxes under the tree, like the best of them. Yeah. But I'll tell you, to me, this Christmas is going to be very special, because last Christmas was the very first time in my whole life having children that one of my children was not able to come home for the holidays. Alex was actually in Miami, and due to work, he wasn't able to come home. And I'm telling you, you never take anything for granted as much as your children when they're not around. I mean, when they're around all the time, because when he wasn't home, and it kind of went both ways. He was so used to always being coming home for the holidays and all that. So being the first time that he wasn't there, we were talking about it a couple of days ago when we went to get up our tree. He said, it just blew his mind. He's like, I was so lonely. He's like, I literally just wanted to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night and just sleep through it so I didn't have to deal with it. And it was funny because he says to me, he's like, I'm actually grateful that I had a night shift, because then, you know, it went by quickly. You know, I left early, went to work, and at least was around other people. So don't take for granted the people that are around you. In his case, it was just a matter of him not being able to come home. Yeah, so he had the opportunity to come home later on for his nephew's birthday, and he's home now for Christmas, obviously. But he said it really hit home how much he just assumed that we were always going to be together, and it kind of gave him an extra incentive to not do that anymore, to always make sure that you appreciate the people that are around you when they're around you. Because the reality is that we've been very blessed because, you know, we have most of our children are older now. They're on their own. They're either married or in college or living on their own. So we still managed to somehow be together for at least Christmas. And
that is
awesome. A lot of people can't do. Right. And you know what, man? A lot of people can't do that. Once you get spread out all over creation, it just doesn't happen as much. So we're very blessed that we still can do that, and we just want to make sure. So that's my inspiration for today. And the fearless part of it is, don't be afraid if maybe you had a falling out with a relative or a friend or someone that you really cared about, and maybe you let it go too long in a couple of months, a couple of weeks, even a couple of days. Pick up the phone, send an email, a letter,
mm-hmm.
whatever you need to do. Don't be afraid. Let go of the fear. Be fearless about it and send out that message and make contact. Does that mean your friendship is going to go back to it was? I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, don't be afraid. Don't have any regrets, because at least you made the effort, and that's what counts. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's my message for this Friday. Mountain Man, is it cold out there or what?
It is. I stepped out into the hall of my apartment building, and
mm-hmm.
it is cold out just in the hall. It is cold.
It is freezing. I don't know who forgot to pay the electric bill, because it is unbelievably hot. I mean, cold out there. And he laughs. I'm serious. It's like 10
I believe you. I really do, because and for people who've been on the show for a while,
mm-hmm.
know that I am a person with a disability,
mm-hmm.
and I use a lot of public transportation. So when even if I say it's cold for me, it is cold out there, because you have to think about a person in a wheelchair
mm-hmm.
waiting on the side of the road for a bus, and you're waiting there for a good 5 minutes or more.
And
you
yeah,
can get very cold.
Oh, very cold very quickly, especially today with the wind blowing and stuff. And then I just happened to see here on my other computer that we're actually going to get some snow tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see how much snow we get. We can't complain, though, because we actually had some really nice weather for a while. It was very warm.
Yes.
The first 2 weeks in December were ridiculous. I mean, it was like one of the days was like 70 degrees. But then that's when you know you're from New England. We had one day that was 70 degrees, and I am not lying to you listeners when I tell you the following day, we had 4 inches of snow on the ground.
Uh-huh, and I
you
will
contest
that. Yes, I do. But I really want to give a nice big shout-out
mm-hmm.
to the Alejandro family and to everybody who is around for the holiday. I really do appreciate all of you guys. Because I know many of you guys, not just you, Charlie, but a lot of the family, and you know I do, so I wanted to give a nice big holiday shout-out to all of them.
Well, thanks. You know, it's funny, too, because you're technically like an honorary Alejandro, which is going to change your name. Yeah. Alejandro. That sounds good.
That sounds awesome. We'll have to put that up there.
Oh, yeah, Mountain Man Alejandro. One more Alejandro. It's funny, too, because I have to tell the listeners this while we wait for our guests to come in. My husband is the funniest person in the world. Like, his sense of humor is so dry that sometimes people just look at him like, is he really kidding or not? And I have to tell you, for the longest time because this is our second marriage for both of us. We've been married now for 15 years. But when he was married in his first marriage, my husband's kind of cute. You know, don't sleep. And, of course, he was a lot younger, a lot thinner. He's going to kill me by saying that. But he's a cutie. And he would have these girls, like, flirting with him and stuff. And he kind of, it's funny, because some of it would go right over his head. But he had this thing where he would say, I'm married and I have 10 kids. And at that time, he was married and he had 3 children. But he always used this running joke, I'm married and I have 10 kids. And the women would ask their buddies, is he really? Oh, yeah, he's married with 10 kids. So you got to be careful what you keep thinking about, because he wind up getting married to me with the 4 boys. He had the 2 girls and the 2 boys. That's 8. That's 8 right there. Then we wind up with a foster son, Jay, so that was 9. And then the running joke is that the 10th child has been it was like a revolving door child, because over the years we have had at one point or another a 10th child living with us, but it was always a different 10th child. It was hysterical. Like, for a year we had one of their friends, Scotty Demir's amazing young man, had him living with us. And then we had a couple of others that didn't physically live there but did live there. You know those kids that are always there. We had Steven.
Yep.
We had Quincy. I mean, we had Peter Maynard. We had all these kids that were constantly
everybody
at our house. Yeah. So it was funny because my husband to this day, he's like, man, I got to be careful what I say. He's like, because it used to crack him up. Now thinking about it, that he used to tell people he had 10 kids. And technically that's what he wound up with, 10 kids, at you know, later on in life.
Well, not only that, but he's grown even bigger, a bigger family.
Yes. Because we got my grandson, who's like the cutest little thing ever. He's 18 months old, and we've got another one on the way, which we're excited about, and I'm kind of psyched. It's going to be another boy, which I kind of knew, but yeah, so I got confirmed. So we got two little tiki mans running around soon, and God knows, I mean, by the time they're all done and set, even, because think about it, man, even if they only have two kids each, that's 18 grandchildren.
Uh-huh, that's a lot of grandchildren.
And never mind my nieces and nephews who are already married and have kids. So, yeah, we're really excited, but I think we have someone in the switchboard.
I think we do, so hold on a second.
Awesome.
Here we go. Good evening. You're on the show, Diamond on the Rough. Who's this, please?
This is Crosby Tatum.
Crosby,
how are you? Hey, we did it in stereo. Woo! You would have thought we rehearsed that.
All we need is 5.1, and we're good to go.
Oh, we are good to go. Crosby, I am so glad we finally connected. We have been playing Facebook. I do this a lot for my listeners. They kind of know me. I play Facebook tag with people. You ever done that, Mountain Man?
Yes, I have. I play phone tag any computer IM thing. I'm always tagging somebody.
Well,
I'm
see, no,
always...
phone tag's old. No, right, Crosby? Phone tag's like so yesterday.
Yeah, you got an internet tag now. In fact, you could Twitter tag, you could Facebook tag, MySpace tag. Heck, you know what I'm saying? You could probably even tag on Orkut if you know what that is. I honestly don't know.
I know.
But you could tag it.
True.
Oh, by the way, tag, you're it.
Finally, right? See, that's why I like Twitter, because you just, like, tweet, and there it goes. It's like, you know, whatever you have to say. Of course, it has to be something that you're not afraid for all your followers to know, like, yo, I'm standing in the corner, come get me kind of thing, you know, because they get it automatically. There's, like, no excuse for them not to get your message. But Facebook is a little bit different. Yeah.
I swear to you, Twitter is quite possibly, honestly, I don't like doing it that much. I'd rather Facebook than tweet, you know. But
yeah,
it's kind of like okay, I got this application here, and mm-hmm. I'm texting away, and I'm like, okay, yeah, hello, I'm here.
I think then there's the people that take it to the extreme. I'm in the bathroom. I'm tying my shoes. I'm eating bagels. Really? No, I don't care if you're eating bagels. Although I have to tell you, Cross. No, he laughs. No, I have to tell you, though, it is the ultimate. I call it the kamikaze promo tool, because if you want to get your message out to your listeners or to your fans or let them know about a show or any of that, it's a great tool to have.
Yeah,
you can do it right away.
Yeah, all you got to do is just, you know, type in whatever you want to say, bloop, 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 and then, okay,
right.
I'm going to go get myself a ham and cheese sandwich.
I'm telling you, it's also made it easy. I remember one time my son had a show, and they changed the venue on us at the last minute. So in the old days, it would have been picking up the phone, calling the street team, having them contact people, try to get a hold of people, or have some poor street teamer miss everything because he has to go to the old venue and let everybody else know where it is. Whereas with Tweet, it was so easy. You just change the venue. Here's the new address. Here's the, you know, URL for the map. Oh, my gosh. It's just so much easier.
Yeah, and basically, like, you know, the amount of time that's there, it's pretty much, all you got to do is, like, probably say to one, two person who probably didn't make it, like, okay, I'm, not there now. you better come
to
the destination now.
Exactly. Now, I have to ask you, because I was on your website, which I happen to be on a lot because I like it, and you guys are so freaking young. It's like, and all the stuff that you've done, look at you looking all professional. For our listeners, if you go to www.triceptus.com, and if you go to /about.htm, you will actually get to see what our guest looks like. And there's Crosby in all his glory, and Jay. This is awesome. Now, who designed your website for you?
Actually, I did. I did all the designing. I did all the all the graphics. I just had a vision, and this is what I want our website to be. Because let's just say it's not cheap to make a really standout website, but this one stands out on its own, and that's what we want to do.
Yeah. I like the color variation, and I just like it's reader-friendly. I mean, you go on there, you can find it. It's not like, okay, it's like searching for the Holy Grail when you're trying to find information. I also like the way you have it set up. It's nice and big. Home, about us, services, news, projects, contacts. So, yeah, you got, listeners, you got to check out their website. So now, Crosby, tell me, how did you get started? Now, your bio is very impressive for such a young man. How did you get started in the business? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Oh, well, what me and Jay, we actually call Jay Laz. Sure, his name is Lazarus. That's actually how I got to know him as. How I got started was, it's kind of weird how everything just fell into place, really. I remember when I was in high school in my senior year, I was at the New Beginnings Academy. I basically didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, you know. I had no direction. I had no goals, opportunity. I know I wanted to go to college because my family, there was nobody in our family that went into college. And
That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
That's good. You took a step and was committed to that.
Yep. And the big thing with me is that I'm always a very committed person. I always want to just branch out. So this guy who was at my school, he brought in this music studio. In school, basically, we was going to have music classes. And I was so immersed, I was so in tune to what, this guy was doing. I was like, I wanted to be a part of this, this thing that he was doing. He had keyboards, he had mixers, he had, like, process, he had everything. And he wanted to basically make Christian music. And I wanted to basically, make music myself. And that's really where the Triceptus concept came in.
Right.
I was like 17, 18 years old, and, what's going on is now, I just want to, make music. I wanted to, really be a superstar.
See, but that's amazing and it's funny because Mountain Man can tell you this, too. A lot of our guests that we've had that have ventured out into different venues, it's funny how they have this epiphany somewhere along junior, senior year of high school. Decide, okay, this is something that maybe I want to do. But usually you have these young people and they wind up going into one venue. Okay, I'm going to be a writer. I'm going to be a rapper. I'm going to be a singer. But you have all these hats that you wear. You're a producer. You're a director. You're a screenwriter. You do your own editing. And you work with various clients, not only in film, but video and music as well. How did you incorporate all of that to be able to carry that, all those titles and be able to do them all?
That's a trick in itself. That is definitely a trick in itself. It's just, I just see it. It goes like, I just see something, and if I don't know how to do it, I just find a way to go around and do it. In fact, Laz taught me this a while ago, is that when you have a vision, and you're just trying to find a way to get that vision out, you just basically, you got to wear a lot of hats in order to do that vision justice. And in fact, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were saying that you need to be able to incorporate all those to have the vision you want.
Right, because, Mountain Man, you have, basically, when you're on the bottom, you're trying to reach to the top. I got this from one of my friends last night. Basically, if you're trying to get to the bottom, to the top, you basically want to, you don't approach a situation like you are, the leader, because you're basically in the same boat with everybody else. You want to basically be, basically a person who listens to people around you and then basically find the best solution to get to wherever you want to go, because the boss is a person that knows everything that goes on and how it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true, and it's funny too, because the other thing that I find interesting about people like yourself that are able to basically make a project out of nothing is the people you surround yourself with. I know for me, I've always told my any kid that I'm mentoring or my own children, in order to succeed, you got to surround yourself with people that are better than you are, because that way you have something to gauge. Now, how did you and Laz wind up hooking up together and working together?
Well, basically, with me and Laz, actually, is it possible, my partner's actually trying to call in right now. Don't know if he if you guys could
hold on,
you know,
let me see if we have the switchboard going.
I have the switchboard up and I haven't seen him come in yet. Otherwise I would have put him on there.
Laz, make sure if you're listening, give us a call. Does he have the number, the correct number to call in?
I believe it's 347-949-1473, correct?
No,
347-989-1473. Again, 347-989-1473.
Okay, that's definitely. I'll send him send him a text right now. We don't.
There
tweet,
you go.
We'll new media technology. Everyone, learn it.
Right. So we'll have him get tweeted with the correct number.
Trust me when I say, when you hear from Laz, it'll be the most immersive conversation you'll ever have with a great human being. In fact, he's my best friend, my brother, and
that's
the story.
Awesome.
The story that how we met together is actually even crazier in itself, because it's
mm-hmm.
our friendship has been, you know, 7 years going strong now, and
that's
we've been
awesome.
It's almost in a way like a marriage in a sense, but you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, platonically speaking, of course. Here.
My man, you have him on the switchboard, but you pick him up.
Yep, I'm gonna pick him up.
We apologize for the delay in bringing Laz.
Oh, absolutely.
Henry.
Don't.
Oh.
No. See, right now, Cross, we're pretending we know what we're doing.
Oh, we do? Okay, never mind. I basically retract my comment.
Laz, are you on?
Yes, I'm here. Could you guys hear me?
Absolutely.
We can hear
we
you, Laz.
Laz, we are live on the air.
Yeah, Laz, the only thing is if you're near the computer, if you can turn it down because you're getting some feedback from the broadcast.
Okay. How's that?
Here we go. Awesome.
Yeah.
I hate hearing myself talk to me. It's annoying.
Well, somebody's out there has got the thing still going because
I
can hear it.
Weird. Oh, well, it's not that bad. Anyway, Laz, Kat was just telling us about how you guys wind up meeting. How did you two become friends?
Oh, you know, it started very long ago. We was in college, and we did a lot of projects together, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the college that we went to, you know, there's a lot of talent in that school, and, you know, pretty much it's like every man for himself in that school, you know. Everyone's using another person just to get what they got to get done, and after that's said and done, you know, they pretty much, they don't have that bond. It's just like, thanks, nice doing business with you, and they just move on to the next person. With me and him, it was different. It was like, we had something going, and it turned out to be great, and we stuck with it, and then as that time went on, it became something more than just helping one another out. It became like a true friendship, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it stuck. So, you know, it just, it happened that way.
Now, when you guys became friends and decided you were going to work together, what was your first project?
Our first project, it was the Beantown Block.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't
yeah.
know. That's awesome. What was that?
That was 2002, actually. I think it was this music variety show I made up that was spotlighting Boston artists around, you know, the around the city in Boston,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a live setting similar to like 106 in Park, and it was
right.
going to feature crazy segments, you know, a lot of sensation. So made the segment up kind of like Hits from the Street. Remember Hits from BET?
Yep.
Yeah, so basically, Laz came on board, and he, you know, we decided to make the segment called Laz on the Spot. And so what happened is, we actually sent Laz into the craziest places. In fact, there was one moment we actually had Laz. Laz, what did you do? You snuck into like Northeastern University or something, right?
Right, I snuck past the security. Yep.
I love it.
Funny. Yeah, because they wouldn't let you in with the camera. So what happened was there was a bunch of girls. They were going into Whiting Hall. It was a freshman dorm.
Yeah.
And they had like a little counter, so they were sitting down. And what I did was I took me and the camera guy, pretty much was like squatting and doing like a crab walk. And we like pretty much like behind these girls. And as they were walking by, we went basically under the counter, so the guy didn't see us. So when the door opened, we went on through. Yeah, and then the funny part was when he found out that we got in, they sent, like, security guys all through the building trying to find us, and as that time was going on, we're, like, sitting and chilling in other people's room, and then when the guy goes by, then we'll move on to the next person's room, you know?
Oh my God, that's so funny. Wow. All I can think of is that movie Head of State Security.
Security.
Where are you?
You know, it's funny, though, you know, it's, that you say that, because I'm around a lot of creative people. You know, my sons, my daughter's a singer, the boys are rappers, and that it's my son's into directing and all that. So their friends, they just gravitate. And it's so funny that you are the third group of people that I hear that have done that. Because I remember when my son said, oh, yeah, because he's showing me some video clips. I'm like, how did you ever get permission to get this camera to the school? He goes, what do you mean permission?
Yeah.
And you guys are funny because they also use girls as decoys. They're like, Mom, they were not looking at me. The security guard was making Google eyes at the girls, and we just snuck right in.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, the girls were cool. Like, you know, like, I mean, they were real cooperative, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even had one girl, like, she said she wanted to be an actress, so I told her, why don't you act out like a soap opera scene with me? Pretend I'm Ted from, like, All My Children or something. And, you know.
Yeah. That is too funny.
She ran with it, you know. And then, when I got the film, the security guy was coming, I was like, all right, you know, we got to hide, you know. So
that is amazing. See, and that's kind of the thing about being fearless, which is funny because it's the theme for today, Fearless Friday, is that you have to be fearless to do stuff like this. I mean, yeah, there's a chance that you're going to get in trouble or you're going to get kicked out, but it's like you're never going to learn to know what you can actually do. Unless you overcome that fear. I mean, and just by seeing your bio and your webpage, it's amazing the stuff that you guys have done in, you know, just a few years. Now, I have to ask you, on top of everything else, you've created this show now. Can you explain a little bit to us about the show? What is it about? What's it called? And that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, we actually have two shows that we got on here. I mean, which one would you like to discuss about?
Why don't you talk to me about both of them? Because I think our listeners would be very interested in what you guys are coming up with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Laz, I guess we should talk about this stuff, huh?
Yeah, let's start with, you know what? Let's start with the bulk of it. Let's start with All for One.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Now, see, All for One is basically, it's a female-driven sitcom. It's wild, it's wacky, very entertaining. It's about the lives of a mixed-race female. Single but ditzy. Her name is Crystal Jones. It's about her materialistic but very supportive female friends, multiracial Samantha Pete, Joy Felix, and Ellen Rogers, her womanizing boss, Jay Copeland, and her freeloading half-brother, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, the series is really, you know, it's a very unique series, very comically witty. And basically, we just basically, you know, took a lot of the comic style and elements that we usually would see on different television series, and we just put them into this one series and have the girls, in a sense, relate to each other, like how guys relate to, you know, to certain situations and friendships. We just put it in that female context.
You know, and that's a great concept because that's one of the things that I've always had a challenge with. I know that there's these so-called chicks like the chick shows, and they drive me crazy because the females are always so whiny and so backstabbing and so catty that it's like, okay, some women are like that, but not all of them. And in theory, there are a lot more women that actually interact with each other a lot like guys do. You know, that whole suck it up mentality, you know, the whole way the guys react. So to actually see you guys go with that concept where you have four women that are the leads, they... One of them might be ditzy, but you have other ones that have depth to them. It's not like a caricature. It's a real character. You're interested in her life. You're interested in what she's about. It's a great testament to the fact that you have very good observational skills being guys
right.
making a show about women's lives.
Right, and actually the credit for this entire series has to go to Laz because
mm-hmm.
this guy basically stood in front of a television for 4 to 6 hours or something like that just watching the shows. And he just
mm-hmm.
basically was picking everything apart, like front to back. So basically the
What was your inspiration for doing that research, and what did you walk away from?
From I've seen a couple of shows like Friends, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen how they went about it, and I think it would be a lot different, especially if, you know, how can I put it, if a guy came up with the concept of in a woman's perspective, sort of say. And pretty much, I came across a couple of girls, asked a couple of females about, you know, How would you respond to this situation, that situation? And I broke it down in racial for the simple fact is that so I can be able to get different viewpoints based off of whatever character we decide to put into this show. So after I got certain point of views and I pulled out the ones that were similar based off the, you know, category of race and so to say. And then that's how I came up with that, you know, the idea, all right, we're going to need this, we're going to need that, we're going to need this. And then talked to Cosby about it, and he agreed, and then we just started, you know, he started writing it, and it just all went to play, just put together, you know.
Now, I have to ask you, on top of the fact that it's a novel concept, I think it's very novel. I know that there have been movies and shows based around women, but I like the way you guys did it. And again, it's guys that are coming at us with telling a female story, but from a male perspective, and I think it works. I know, for example, a lot of people don't think that works, but, for example, this year's sleeper movie, Hurt Locker, you guys haven't seen it, you got to absolutely see it. It's a war movie based about a guy that detonates bombs in Iraq. It was directed by a woman. She wasn't in the military, but the way she filmed it, it's an incredible perspective, and everybody's talking about it. So it does work. It's very refreshing to see people being able and willing to venture out into areas that before, okay, guys stick with guy stuff, you know, the Spike TV, the, you know, the sports, and the women stick with the fluffy stuff, you know, women talk. But you guys were willing to do that. Now, you had a great concept. How did you wind up getting the amazing actresses that you wind up getting as well?
Well, what we did was we put on an ad on Craigslist, throughout the email and stuff like that, and people responded. Once those people responded, it just took off from there. You know, people said their lines, and it's just basically I didn't even really think of like who said the line the best or who had that feel when they said the line. It was basically off of their appearance. And I'm not saying like who was beautiful or who was ugly. It was more like the appearance of like me actually picturing them on this camera, pretty much whoever was like best fit the description of this character that me and Cosby created.
So you guys wrote the script.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you guys directed it as well. Obviously, you guys did the screenplay. You directed it. Now, how did you actually get it to go from paper? You told me you had the audition, and then how did you actually get it filmed and to where it's going now?
Well, that was a process in itself because the first thing that we had to do with some of the actors and actresses was we had to basically make them accustomed to the lines that we wanted to do. So we had to, you know, really put, you know, push the envelope in terms of just rehearsing them, you know, to, like, you know, really feel the characters, really understand them so that it will come through the best way we know how when we're directing. And then basically came the look, which was, you know, again, on a photo shoot, you know, again, the pictures all together so they could feel what the characters look like, how they respond, how elegant they look like, even though their world is crazy. And then just basically just securing locations, you know, that was a trick in itself, but, you know, we pulled it off, and there were a couple of other things that I can't speak of legally that will happen, but, you know.
I've been there where we have an hour to film this because that's how long it takes the cops to come to this part of the woods before they find us.
So basically, it's nothing more than classic Triceptus filming. Basically, our filming style is we're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done in this way, and, you know what I'm saying, no matter what happens, you know what I'm saying, we're going to find a way to get out of it.
Now, once you had it filmed, and this happens a lot because, again, I see a lot of projects that come and go. Some don't even get started. Some do, but they never wind up making it anywhere where people can see them. How did you guys manage to actually get it exposure and get it seen?
Well, the trick with that was I pretty much knew how the market was going, the television market was looking for, and pretty much I also have, like, the contacts in order to, you know, send us off to a couple of networks and things of that nature, and a couple of people that I know who are entertainment executives. So basically it was just, you know, creating a press kit. It was just making a nice sizzle reel, a nice trailer for the series, and pretty much just going to the right places, communicating with the right people, and you just basically put, you know, get it out there. You know.
Now, I have to ask you a question, and this is something that is sometimes a point of debate for some of the kids that I mentor as far as the entertainment industry and whether they're going to go to college or not. Do you think the fact that you actually went to college helped you be able to think outside the box as far as marketing and research and Laz going Google Eyes in front of the television, you know, doing the research with these characters where he was probably quoting lines from Friends in his sleep? Do you think that was a big plus, and do you think that that's what has helped you be able to go as far as you're going?
Well, I mean, from my perspective, college is a very important step in a person's growth. If a person can't go to college, then they should do whatever they can to apply themselves to be more affluent, more attentive to society, because it's basically all about, you know, you're trying to learn, you're trying to grow, and you're trying to basically do more things. I mean, education is important, but if you can't, just try to learn things around you so that you can be more aware of what's going on in your life.
That's very true. Now, so you got it filmed, you got it out there. When was the premiere, or when is the premiere going to be for the first episode, and what do you see where this show's going to go?
The premiere for All for One, we actually had a few of them. Basically, we showed a 4 or 5 minute clip earlier this year in January over at the Haley House Bakery and Cafe in Roxbury, Massachusetts. People saw a 4 to 5 minute clip. The episode wasn't ready yet. The film also screened at the March 2009 Filmmaker Shindig meeting, and there was a great response for that. Then it also, a trailer debuted at the 2009 Boston Film Night in May, which was, I have to say, it was quite possibly one of the best nights we ever had for Tricepter Studios, because that night also gave birth to Tricepter Studios Music. Which is our new music label.
That's a great segue for you to go to, because you guys, on top of the fact that you've made this TV show, I mean show, you also do music as well.
Yep. So
now, I actually have one of your songs. What I'd like to do now is I'd actually like to play it. So what I'll have Mountain Man do, he's actually going to mute you guys so you actually can hear the song. And then I will put it on for our listeners. So, Mountain Man, if you can mute them too so I can get the song going. For our listeners, this song is called Feel. It's Laughing Cat, and it also features Miss, and, hold on, I just lost it. Where is it? And, I lost it. Where are you? And Envy. So, if you guys hope you enjoy it, and we'll put this on, and then we'll bring Laz and them back to tell us a little bit more about the song.
Yeah. Laz Rich. Cat-a-B. Miss Smith and Envy for the little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Tricepter Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dawn on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. I like the way you always on my mind. I like the way how you do it every time. You just make me feel.
I was a PCP, that's that's a prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up boots plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do that now, don't waste no time.
Good, I wanted to play itself again. That was Feel by Laz and Cat, and it features Miss Smith and NV. So
nice,
Mountain Man, do we have them back in the building?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Yes.
So nice. You have to play a test. Hey, Laz, real quick. We have to give them, you know, how we say Tricepter Studios. How we say Tricepter
Studios.
I love it. So, tell us a little bit about that song. Who wrote it? How did it come about? And how did you get all that talent in the booth?
Cosby, you mind just talking just for a little bit?
Yeah.
Just for a quick second.
Yeah, definitely. Feel really came about after Boston Film Night. The star, you know, other than me and Laz, we have Miss Smith and Envy, who we basically signed on to the Tricepter Music label. And basically, a couple of weeks later, after everything died down with the Off One Press, we just got to work with Phil. We brought Miss Smith and Envy into our studios, and basically, we all, you know, contributed. We all wrote our music verses together. Laz already made the beat, and we just recorded it. We just done it in one day, mixed it down in one day. A couple of mix downs later, for a few weeks, it was done, and then we just decided, okay, we need to shoot a video for it. So knowing that, you know, you're a production company, you can just go out and make a video whenever you feel like it. And so basically,
awesome.
We just put that together.
Yeah,
extremely awesome.
Yeah, no, see, I also saw the video, which is actually how I heard the song first. And again, I'm not going to lie, I get very skittish when people go, oh, you got to see this video, you got to hear this song, because I hate to say we do have a lot of amazing talent in this area, but we also have some talent that's not so talented, and it's very hard when you have a young person that sends out their heart and soul to you, and they want honest feedback, and you have to do like, well, nice work ethic, you know, kind of thing. But when I heard it, it's like it's got such a vibe, and for me, you can't get that hook out of your head. It's just there, and it keeps coming back, and I like that. So when you guys came up, who came up with the concept of the video?
The concept of the video was between me and Cosby. Basically, the idea of it, I remember saying to Cosby, you know, I don't want to really try to go with the sexy girl route, you know what I mean, because basically the song is not based off of that. The song is really based off of, you know, people all getting together, going out, and just having a real good time with one another, you know what I'm saying? And they are sitting out at the club, you know, there's going to be somebody that's going to make you feel, you know, a giddy way, you know what I mean? So, basically, that's what it is. Basically, this song is just basically all about, you know, nightlife reality, per se, because I see a lot of these videos, a lot of these girls running around basically in bikinis and stuff in clubs and stuff like that. That's not really reality, you know. That's really fantasy, you know. So.
Right. And that's what I kind of like about it. It was very down to earth. It was professionally done, but it was very down to earth. It was something that I liked because it's not the same cookie cutter, like you say. Every video you see is the girls in bikinis, and like you said, that's not reality. Real quick, let me interrupt you for a minute. For our listeners, just to let you know, because we did have two guests on tonight, we actually expanded the show till 8:30. We have another half hour to go, longer than our normal hour segment. So if you guys want to call in or get more information, you're more than welcome to join us. We will be here till 8:30 because there was no way I was going to get these two amazing gentlemen's story in an hour. Also, if our listeners, if you want to call in, the number is 347-989-1477. Again, 347-989-1473, or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman, and woman is spelled W-M-N. You can go to the segment page, you can download it, you can listen to them, and you can join us in our chat room. Yes, so we got that out of the way. Mild Man, I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to tell you we had expanded the show to half an hour. I hope you don't have a hot date tonight.
If you did, then...
Well, I'm sitting here watching the minutes pass by. I'm like, wait a minute. We expanded it? How come it chose the, like, 30-something minutes left?
Oh, I am... Yeah, and he's waiting for the cue. No, my man. I was not letting these two gentlemen, Laz and Kat. Kat and Laz, I've been after you guys for a while. I was not going to let you go that easily. So now we heard about the music. We heard about the amazing talent that you guys have. And I have to ask, where do you guys see the music going? Now, because one of the things that you mentioned is, okay, we have all this production equipment. We can do our own video, which is why it's so good when you have the ability to do that. You don't have to go try to find a director or cameras or all this stuff. You've got it all in-house. So where do you see the music going?
Oh, well, all right. Well, honestly, where I see the music going, you know, I really believe strong in the music, just as strong as I believe in video. I believe that the music is definitely going to be another, you know, notch under our belt. And I believe that's definitely going to put Twice Up This, like, right on the map. I mean, like, dead center of the map. You know, you can't miss it. You know, so it's like right there. Everyone's going to know about it. You know, it's just another way to get us a lot of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since we do our own videos too, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, like, seeing the music video and everything like that, if they like the way how it was arranged, the way how it was shot and everything, that's also still a compliment and Twice Up The Studio, because we also deal with, you know, TV and footage and all that good stuff too as well.
So you guys, on top of the fact that you, I'm sorry, was that Lax had a comment?
Yes.
He had a comment.
Basically, yeah, the Twice Up The Studios is built on the concept of the three, of being able to create, innovate, and change. And the way the landscape, the media landscape is, it's all converging. And that's what we're trying to compliment ourselves, is that we do everything. You could talk about film, television, new media, entertainment, games. I mean, we'll just do it all. That's what Twice Up This is all about.
You know, and the cool thing about that now is that I find, especially nowadays, you know how before the big triple threat was if you could dance, sing, and act. That was a huge thing. Now I notice that it's going even further, where your triple threat, if you can write, you can produce, and you can edit. I mean, and you can direct your own, not only music, but film as well, because there's so many areas that you can branch out into if you could do those three things. Is that the concept that you guys had?
Yes, you know, the real concept behind Chaser Studios was like making it into like a, you know, a dynasty, you know, something that's not going to crumble that easy. I mean, anything that deals along the lines of entertainment, you know, like, you know, that's us, you know, that's us written all over it. And like my, you know, my partner in crime said, you know, like, we do it all, you know what I mean? So anything that has anything to do with entertainment, Triceptors do it.
It is. It's very, I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to not be one of these fly-by-night people. And I know for me, that was one of the things that I always drove me to be a mentor to people in the industry, because I got sick and tired of these young kids being taken advantage of, you know, getting this stupid record deal that basically gave them nothing. and then you had this greedy producer would be the one making all the money, or the manager. But they didn't understand that there's that, you know, that one hot song and then they're gone. You do want to build something that's going to be around for a while and that you're going to be able to add longevity to, because for a lot of people, if our listeners, I mean, a few years ago, you had to be young to be in the game. I'm talking, you were 13, 14, 15, 16. You had to be real good with the lyrics. You had to be good with your timing and all that. That's not the case anymore. I mean, 20 years ago, teenagers were listening to rap. Not so much, because those teenagers are now in their 30s and 40s. So the market has expanded. You see Dr. Dre is a perfect example. He's in his late 40s, early 50s. He's still in the game. Jay-Z's getting up there in age. He's still in the game. Eminem already hit the big 3-0. They're all still in the game. So the days of you having to go in, make your money, and get out, that's long gone. But you got to keep reinventing yourself. Is that something that you see being able to do with your company?
Yes, definitely. Reinvention is the key to success in any business, in any form of entertainment, even just with anything. You always have to reinvent yourself, you have to rebrand, you have to reposition yourself to appeal to the market. And the thing with Tricepta Studios is that we're always going to be ever-changing, we're always going to be one step ahead of everybody else, no matter if it's in promotion, whether if it's in film, television, music, anything, we're just going to be ahead of the curve because, you know, we're always looking for that next thing that can help, you know, this company grow into a much more prominent brand that people can really get behind, that they can enjoy that, and people can say, this is my, I represent this brand. You know, I could go check out whatever, you know, Tricepta is out, because I know what I'm going to get, quality entertainment.
Absolutely, and that's what counts, just to be able to have that quality across the board, which, again, is another thing that's very refreshing to me, because they could admit it, the rap game has gotten a little old and a little tired with some of the originality. They keep redoing these same old lyrics. They keep going back and sampling this and sampling that, and it gets old after a while. It's nice when you hear something new, something fresh, and something that, okay, this is something that hasn't been done before. Or the fact that you don't sound like, oh, isn't that so-and-so? No, that's not. You know what I mean? It's nice to be able to do something fresh, something innovative, to get the game, kind of put a resurrection into the game, because it's getting a little tired there. So it's nice to see the new talent coming up. Now, I have a quick comment. Bridget, one of our listeners in the chat room, wanted to let you know that she really liked that song and thought it was way cool. So
oh, she does?
You guys know that. Yeah, she did. She really liked it.
Yeah,
and,
what's
yeah.
up, girl? We
yeah,
love you.
And also, yeah, and Bob also wants to know, where can they go to watch the Alpha One segment that you were talking about.
Okay.
And if we could put it in the web, in the chat room, it would be great.
Yes. I will put it up. Let me go. Actually, now I have to go to work. What is up with this? It's my show. I shouldn't have to work.
Hey. Yes, you do. We're in two separate places, so.
Okay. So where can they go to watch the segment? What's the website so I can put it up for the listeners?
Okay, they're going to go to www.allfor1, that's A-L-L, the number 4, O-U-R, 1.com. Go to the website. There's already pictures up that will let you take you to check out episode 1 of All for One. And also on the main homepage, there's, you know, a video with the behind-the-scenes footage. So go there, allfor1.com, check it out. Trust me when I say it, you will be entertained.
That's awesome. Now, I have someone in the – oh, wait, hold on. I forgot how to write. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Mountain Man take over for a minute. See, this is a new experiment on our show. I actually have someone that wants to come in and talk to Laz and Kat. Have to be the one to call her and put her on three-way. So I'm going to see. I'm getting so fearless because it's Fearless Friday. So
oh,
Mountain
come
Man,
on. You can do it, and you know you can do it.
I think
oh, yeah, you just said then done. All right, so, my man, if you could take over for the interview, and I will mute myself so we can see if this happens. We don't want to actually have our listeners in on this fiasco. So, so take over. I'm going to mute myself, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, you guys, thank you again. I really did not know that she was going to be doing this. And,
I honestly didn't know either.
So, hey, at least we have a good time here. And it is awesome. quite an experience here for me to be able to take over, which is great. But, yeah, I was looking at the description here that she had put up. And you guys have a lot of talent, and I really look at that, and that is awesome to see. And if you guys want to talk about whatever it is to promote, please feel free to do that.
Oh, we can? We could talk? Oh, yeah, we could talk.
Yeah.
We're just making sure. We don't want to be coming off like brand new or anything like
that. No, believe me, between the both of us, we both have the same screen up, so we can kind of do whatever we have to in order to make sure everything is going as smooth as it is.
No, I hear you. I hear you on that. The one thing that we didn't promote that we have to promote is our longest-running television series. Before All for One like really kicked the stride, there's one show that's really dear to both of our hearts that, you know, we really have to start really pulling together, and that's The Block Presents. Ain't that right, Les?
Yeah, you know it, man. The Block Presents.
You know, and the one thing about The Block Presents, it's a very, it's pretty much like the multicultural line. We just basically, you know, grab a bunch of characters that we have, and we just make this unique sketch comedy series that's, you know, it's actually for a much older audience, a mature audience, 18 to 34. It's very hilarious, very witty stuff. Over the top, we will say, because we push it a little bit.
Well, yeah, you know, basically, didn't mean to cut you off, man, but basically, it's like, remember A Living Color back in the day? It's like that, sketch comedy, like A Living Color, but like I said, like my friend said, you know, it's definitely for the mature crowd, you know, we pushed the bill a bit.
Hey, guys,
wow.
Guess what I found?
What you found?
I'm back.
Who's
here with me? Oh, yes. Who's here? Shelly Nunchucks.
Oh, my goodness. Shelly Nunchucks is in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
Shelly, it's so funny. I had to expand the show for half an hour. I'm like, I said, there's no way I'm going to have an hour show with Kat, with Laz, Shelly Nunchucks, me, and Mountain Man. It's not going to work. It's absolutely not going to work. We're like,
I think we have to even expand it a little bit more, Shelly.
I know.
Come on.
I'm kidding, right?
Come on,
Shelly.
Expand it more.
I know. So, Shelly, how is it that you know these guys?
Well, I actually went out for an audition for All for One to start off with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went out for one of the main characters, and I guess I wasn't someone that would, like, fit a certain type of character, but because I said, you know what, I'm just going to be very creative because I got a good feeling about these guys, so after it was done filming, we're like up on like where we auditioned, it was like on the second floor, and I was like doing some of my stand up, and I don't know if I scared them or not, and I kept making fun of the other guy, Laz. I kept saying, "Okay, Laz, you with the purple dinosaur, the Bonnie shirt, and stuff like this," and it's like, and the camera guys, I was threatening the camera guys to throw them out the window and stuff, and so I was like, you know, I says maybe I'm not suited to look at your to like fit into All for One, but. See, what I did is I did some research before I went for the audition, and I saw some of the stuff. And what Crosby did, when he did a video of himself talking in the very beginning about Triceptor Studio, he kept saying the word creative. And I was like, oh, I like what he's saying. So I told him, I said, you know, I'd like to, like, work with you guys in the future. So after the audition, you know, they said, we'll call back you guys all and let you know what's happening and stuff. So I get, like, I forget who called me first. I guess Crosby first gave me a call and said, you know, we like to work with you and this and that. And it's like, I says, oh, that's okay. It was just so sweet. And my reason for doing this audition is, let's see, I think I really wanted to get the memorization of lines down, which was really hard for me at the time. But I got all the lines down in the audition. I had a blast. So I was like, well, at least I completed that. And so then I get a call from Laz, and Laz is telling me, you know, Shelly, we can't, like, just let you go. We're going to write you into the script. And I go, you
That's
serious?
Awesome.
He says, oh, my God. So it's like, I was like, that was the first thing that I did with them, and I had a ball doing that, and it just started from there. And I said, you know what, these guys are very cool, and all the women that they work with are very down-to-earth, and I have so much fun on set with these guys. And the coolest thing is, like, they're very open-minded, and they're very, like, respectful towards me. and like my creativity, and it's just some of the stuff that they did. And the one short that they did that I absolutely loved was Gangland Gossip. And Lazarus dressed up like an assassin ninja and stuff. I'm like, I got to work with these guys in ninjas. I was like, oh, my God, go ninjas, go ninjas. I'm like, yes. And I was so excited when I saw this video. I said, oh, I got to work with these guys for life. So then they were doing a music video. And I think for me it was like maybe like a last-minute thing. It says, oh, can I come and can I show up, you know? And they're like, oh, okay. So there was two parts to feel the music video. Mm-hmm. And I went to the club scene. I was like, I go, you know what? You know what these guys will have that Usher won't even have? A girl with nunchucks in the music video. So I'm sitting there going, it's like, I think it was the first time I met like some of the music people besides like Laz and Crosby. Mm-hmm. I think doing some stuff, actually doing stuff, and just the whole day I had so much fun. They videotaped me using nunchucks on the dance floor, and it was just the whole atmosphere. Everybody was very kind and very respectful, which on some sets you don't always get that, but this is one of the other sets that I've actually enjoyed with these guys. And I'm telling you, the day my dream that comes true for me to work with Jackie Chan, and like, you know, if I, you know, hey, if I become big and famous, hey, I'm still working with these guys for life.
That's awesome. Now, I have to ask you, see, Kat, this is one of the things that I'm talking about. The caliber of people that you wind up working with is just amazing. And, you know, how it was just a general casting call, and that's how it all came about?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yes.
Yeah. Now, the music video Shelley's talking about, okay, we're having a technical difficulty with your website. Give me your website again. For the show, All for One.
All for One? Yeah, you want to go to www.allforone, that's A-L-L, the number 4, O-U-R, 1, O-N-E, .com.
Okay. Hey, I'm just getting feedback from one of my listeners saying, I can't get on the website, so we're making sure that we... get on. Okay. So
okay. If they confuse the
no,
one
no,
for the
no,
number
no,
one.
No. Hold on. I think, is it all in letters and not numbers?
Just the number 4 is kind of like
it's spelled
F O
U R, right?
Like it's like the 4 is an F.
Okay.
So you know, we spell 4 with just the number 4 and then O U R instead of F O U R.
Ah, see? You guys are being sneaky on me. Okay. All
oh,
four.
Hey,
one.
we're trying to say about the good.
Okay, yes, I did go to college. Yes, I do know how to write. I'm sorry.
No, one
of those things. Okay, let's try it again. No, so going back to the, I wanted to ask you, again, since we're on websites, where can they go watch the video?
Well, the film music video, you can actually check that out at music.triceptus.com. And in fact, if anybody knows
that, YouTube.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, YouTube.
Yes, you can go to YouTube. You can type in Laz and Kat, feel. Good to go.
What is it? Hello?
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Hey.
What was that website again, please?
For the music video, you can check out, it's music.triceptus, T-R-I-C-E-P-T-U-S.com.
Yeah, and that actually, I put that up. Oh, there it is. I found it. Yes. So it's www.all, the number 4, O-U-R-O-N-E, all41.com. And then you see the lovely faces of all the cast members, all the homepage, the crew, the news, the media, and all it's right there, so you can check it out. And you said the episode is there as well, right?
Yes.
And also for the music video, you can check it out on Facebook, and you guys said you can also check it out on YouTube?
Yep, just type in Laz and Kat feel, and then basically it will take you right to the music video. And pretty much you can also check out our sketches and our short-form videos on our YouTube page. Which houses The Block Presents, television like you never heard like this.
That's
which is our
awesome.
Sketch comedy show.
That
now,
is
I
great.
Ask you, because, okay, we're talking now. You guys also are a little bit all over the spectrum, because as I was looking here, and this question is going to be for Laz, you also are a boxer?
Yes, I am. I am a boxer.
Woo-hoo! Whoa. See, I love boxing. I know it's barbaric. I'm sorry. I can't help it. It's my brother's fault. How
really?
Did you get into boxing? Oh, yeah, my brother was brutal. How did you get into it?
I fell into it. One day, you know, I just went into the gym, did a little workout. This guy was a trainer. He's like, oh, you got the nice build. You know, nice figure. You're tall. I think you'd be good for boxing. So I just, you know, listened to him, and I went along with it and been doing it ever since.
Right. I'm sorry. Listen, okay, I used to be a cop, and I don't care how big built you are and how pretty you are. It takes a lot to box, okay? We're going to be listening. You know, you can be as cute as Usher, but if you can't move, you can't move. If you, you know, if you got little glass hands that break every time you look at them, it's not going to work. I mean, where did you, had you had training before that point?
No, I haven't. I guess it was just, you know, natural, you know. I only been doing it for 3 years, and I just turned pro last February, you know, undefeated as we speak.
Yes, so. I noticed that, too. I'm like, okay, that's why I had to ask, because, I some kids get into it earlier, but you have a record of 3-0-1 with 2 technical knockouts.
Right.
And you've never done this before.
Right, never. Never. And fighting as an amateur, I won the Golden Gloves 2 times in a row, and I won the Rocky Mountain Island Tournament.
That is amazing. So this is cool, because now you guys, again, being around, if you're in the music industry, boxing for some reason just happens to come along. My boys usually do they do the music to walk the fighters into the ring and stuff. So you can actually walk yourself into the ring. You can write your own song. You can produce it. You can do your own video and walk yourself into the ring and pummel whoever the opponent is, and then interview yourself and do your own video after the fact. I mean, that is amazing. And the thing is, you guys aren't being mediocre about this. You're good at what you do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm just blown away, because usually, you know, you have the music people that, okay, they're just music people. They're more like lovers. They're really not fighters. They're like, no, dude, I'll walk you in the ring. I'll carry your belt. I'll look good, but that's about it. You know, they're the ones, I got your back, bro, but they're behind the boxer, you know, waiting for it to die down.
If my partner was going to the ring and basically somebody wanted to challenge him and do a double duty, trust me when I say it, I'll be right next to him, ready to go at it.
Oh yeah, I'm like that too. It's funny. I'm very classy. I'm very soft spoken. Shelly can tell you this too. But boy, don't pick on my people, because the high heels and the earrings are coming off.
Ooh.
Oh, I got the nunchucks. Okay.
Oh yeah, this one, she's got the freaking dangerous weapon in her purse everywhere we go.
Where in the heck did she come from?
We just bring the best out of people. That's all I can say.
Oh, come on. You guys, use my nunchucks.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness. It's so funny.
Speaking of that, like Shelly, you know, Miss Nunchucks, right? So, like, she's a big asset to Triceptus, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, her personality, she's, like, real spunky, you know what I mean? Like, and I wouldn't mess with her either, you know. She's bad, you know what I mean? She's bad with it. So, me and Cosby, we're also in the works of trying to come up with this short film. We don't have a name to it yet. Before, it was called The Jackal, but we changed the name, because there was already a movie out called The Jackal.
Actually, we can actually keep the name, believe it or not.
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But basically, the idea of the movie was about a guy. He was bad in debt, and a couple of breakers came to this house, whatever, and did a little bit above and beyond what they were supposed to do. So things turned out pretty bad. Now, most movies, superheroes or whatever, this guy got vengeance, usually they got money, or they got, this guy is homeless.
Oh, man.
This guy,
I like
homeless.
It already.
Well, he's homeless. And a lot of his weapons that he has is a lot of the weapons, like, you know, like, if he finds, like, conduit or stuff like that, like, metal stuff, and he, like, you know, he finally goes to some place, welds them together, and he creates his own weapons. Now, yes, now when Shelly Nunchuck comes into the play.
Oh!
Yes.
That's right. We're getting your role.
Yes.
She's all excited now. She can't even talk. She's like, oh, my goodness, I get to use my numb.
I'm sorry. I'm just, like, bouncing around right now. I'm sorry. Continue.
You
Shelly
only
Nunchuck,
get this
here
on the Diamond and Rough show. Trust me.
Basically. She's going to play every movie, and every movie like that, there's always some dumb cop and some smart cop. Well, she's going to play the smart detective where I believe,
yeah.
This guy didn't do it, such and such, blah, 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 you know what I mean? Because the homeless guy, he's also been framed for murder, because basically the murder was, the breakers, they killed his family.
Mm-hmm.
And they took him out middle of nowhere, and, you know, they left him. So this guy, basically, he was in a coma for a certain amount of time. After he got out of the coma, hospital released him, and he had no place to go. He's homeless.
Right.
So, for them to crack this case, you know, pretty much the cops are pretty much giving up on it, so to say. But Shelly Nunchuck is really pressing the issue. So, as she's getting closer, she's going to start getting put in the middle of the action now.
Awesome. Listen,
right.
All I know is that I better be the hard-nosed captain that gives everybody a hard time and kicks everybody out of, get out of here, because they always have a guy do it. I want it to be a woman. I think that'll be me.
And you would be the person to do it, Charlie. You would definitely be the person to do it.
Well,
guys,
that is an amazing concept. I really like it.
Yeah, keep an eye out. Like, definitely keep an eye out for that short film. I got high hopes for this short film. I got a good film.
Trust me, it's gonna be an all over the top, exciting thrill ride that I think you'll really see what Tricep the Studios is all about.
Well, I know is I better get the notice for the auditions, or if not, you guys are gonna be ducking and weaving from like 100 yards, because I will peg you if you don't let me know about the auditions.
And she ain't gonna be the only one.
But you didn't hear that from me. I just incriminated myself in front of 1,000 of listeners.
And the millions and
swear
millions.
It wasn't me. I had an alibi.
Can I put this on Facebook tonight?
What?
What's the name of the film called? Jackal?
The Jackal.
So I can write that on Facebook tonight? You know how I'm always on there promoting stuff?
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely. Like I said, the role is yours.
What's the name of the role? Lady Detective? Yeah, do I get to kick some guy's butt or something?
Yeah, you got a couple of
lists. Yeah, trust me, like I said, you're going to be in the middle of the action. Basically, it all boils down to you're going to team up with the homeless guy, which the homeless guy calls himself the Jackal. You're going to team up with him.
Awesome.
And then you guys are going to basically help him. You're going to help him get vengeance. You're going to crack the shit into the movie.
I just better go into hiding.
No, I'm telling you, that is a great concept, because I can so see Shelly doing it. I mean, it's just a great, I like the concept. I think it's going to be great.
Right.
So,
the name of the
detective is Miss Cirillo. That's the name of the detective. Cirillo.
Cirillo. Okay.
See, it's perfect. Cirillo, get out of my house. Go find something to do. Why are you sitting in here sipping coffee again? Really? There goes. That was
oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Here
we go.
What's my motivation? Getting this chick with the numb... And, you know, Cirillo, did I tell you you couldn't carry nunchucks on duty? What is wrong with you?
What?
Oh, but also, in a scene in the movie, Shelly, you better get your practice on, Shelly, because there's going to be a scene in the movie where you're going to be at your place by yourself, pretty much, you know, you're working out, you know what I mean, getting yourself in fit on your own personal time in your place, and then we're going to have a scene of you showing up what you can do with the nunchucks.
Get your skills up. Get your skills up.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going to let the viewers know what Shelly Nunchuck can do with the nunchucks.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here drooling like Homer Simpson. I'm like, oh, no. I'm so excited.
That is such an amazing project. I mean, I'm so looking forward to it. All right.
Hey, you know the best part about this project is?
Yeah.
It'll be shot in beautiful, crystal clear Triceptus HD.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. I mean, and see, that's the thing that gets me about you guys, and that's why I really wanted to have you on the show, is that you create these strong female characters that are coming outside of the equation. And I'm so sick and tired of seeing, like I said earlier, the same tired female roles. And it's always
The woman needs to be rescued because she trips over her nunchucks, and the guy's got to rescue her. You know, no. You guys are like, no. The woman's kicking butt, and she's the sidekick to the jackal there. And that's just, it's a really great concept because you need those positive role models. You need that to show that women aren't weak and that you guys actually get how to create stories that aren't cheesy, that aren't tired, that are realistic and just kick butt. I mean, I really like the concept. I think it's going to do great.
Yay!
There she is. Oh. Okay, guys, I cannot believe the time flew by. I actually had you guys for an hour and a half, and it's already, we are an hour and 20 minutes into it. So we definitely have to have you guys back because you guys are just into so much. We're going to have like a 2-hour segment where it's the Laz and Pat show because we need you guys in here. It's just amazing.
And didn't I just mention that about 20 minutes ago?
Okay, listen, Peanut Gallery, I agreed with you.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Any shout-out from you guys to your friends or family out there that might be listening?
Yeah, yes, yes, I do. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Block family. You guys know who you are, Sam Hughes, JoJo Hughes, Oh, Sabang, you guys know who you all are. I'd like to say thank you to God. I'd like to say thanks, Mom, thanks, Dad, you know, and also I'd like to say thanks for my main man, Kat, I'm saying, for sticking with me all these years.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Awesome. Well,
Can I do a shout-out? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Who's next?
It's just one person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, like, telling you, it's like, my most biggest inspiration besides Jackie Chan is my big brother, Ahura Z. So I just have to give a shout out to him because I just love him.
Azura. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ahura Z.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, I know. No kidding, right? No, I'm telling you, it was just so awesome having you. So for our listeners, remember www.tricectus.com. You can go on there and you can see all the amazing things that they're doing. Also, you can go to their website for the episodes that they were talking about, All for One, and the website is ALL4OURONE.com, and you can check that out as well. And you can also Google them on YouTube, Laz and Kat Feel Good Video. You can find them there as well, and you guys are definitely going to have you back. Now, one of the things that I've been asking all my guests is that you have to mail me an autographed picture. So we can put it up on my wall of fame. So I'll send you guys the information
Ms. DJ.
Yeah.
Wait, I got one more shout out. You know, I'm a firm believer of saving the best for last. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, I also would like to say thank you to my beloved family, and I also would like to say thank you, most of all, to my loving wife, April Patrick.
Oh.
Oh, we'll both do it together. Can you tell we hang around all the time? Oh, right on cue. That is awesome.
That is so cool.
We got to give
you a chocolate heart for that.
You guys are amazing. I want to be part of the Triceptus family. I'm feeling all lonely here. Okay, I'm going to go find
Oh, come on.
Family. If you're down to ride with the Triceptus family, then basically you are part of the Triceptus family.
That's awesome. I want to be one of the cool kids. No, absolutely. Oh, she's all like, oh, Shelly, she's my little blubber bunny because she gets so emotional. I love Shelly because of that. She's such a sweetie. But no, guys, I am so proud of what you guys are doing. I mean, it's amazing. And again, definitely, if you guys need any help, technical advising, law enforcement, gun handling, you name it, we're there to help you out. Definitely going to have you back at the beginning of the year to make sure we find out more of what you guys are doing. Also, for our listeners, just to let you know, next week we have some really exciting shows. We've got Christmas on the 25th. We're going to have a family show. Have everybody call in. On the 23rd, we have a stack of emails that our listeners have sent us in asking questions about some of the guests that we had, some of the stuff that we discussed. So we're actually going to get to those on Wednesday. And then Monday is Miss Jeff. She's a singer. She's my daughter. She's going to do great. She's actually going to do an a cappella number for us over the phone, which is going to be amazing. So I hope you guys can join us. So last, Kat, thank you so much for being with us. I really am so glad that we finally stopped playing Facebook tag. And we got through.
Definitely. And one more thing. To the entire Tricepta Studios family, wherever you are, wherever you've done, our supporters, our detractors, everybody that said that we can do it, and those who say that we cannot do it, we just want to say thank you for just caring. Thank you very much for what you guys done for us, the support you provided for us, and know that we're going to continue to grow, we're going to continue to go strong, and we will continue to give you the best that Tricepta Studios can offer.
That is excellent. I mean, that is such an amazing attitude. And that's basically what the premise of our show is, right, Mountain Man? It's about having these people that think they're ordinary, but they're really not. I mean, you guys have
exactly.
So much off the world. And I'm really excited for the projects that are coming up. And just, you're so multifaceted and so multi-talented. It's just amazing the venues that you guys have covered. And we definitely have to make sure we hear more about you. Laz, make sure you let us know when you have any upcoming fights and stuff so that we can... make sure we get the word out and promote it to let people know about you. The cool thing, too, for our listeners.
Oh, most definitely.
You know. Oh, yeah, definitely. We need to hear it. Next year, I think towards the end of January or February, we're actually going to try, and this is so cool, we're actually going to try to do, as we're doing the show live on the radio, it's also going to be videotaped, so we'll actually have the opportunity to do video as well. And again, it's going to just keep expanding, just like Triceptus is growing. We're growing, too, eventually to the point that we're actually going to have a video show where it's going to have the guests actually in the studio, and we'll have them live and asking them questions. So not only
really?
Will you be able to, yes, so not only will you be able to listen to them, you'll actually be able to hear them as well, and I mean, excuse me, and see them as well, so that'll be interesting. I can't believe we ran out of time. I'm so bummed. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Shelly, hey, how's
thank
it going
you.
Up there, girl?
Thank you
nice
much.
Of you to stop by.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
Thank you all for being with us. And, Mountain Man, if you could cut our guests loose so we can wrap up the show, it'd be terrific, guys.
I've already
and
done
I will
it.
Definitely follow up with email. Thank you so much. And, Shelly, I will put you on hold for a sec. Mountain Man, why don't you take
okay.
over while I put my girl Shelly on hold?
Well, thank you all for joining us, and I really do appreciate everybody who's been here for this evening's show, and we will be back on Monday, and we hope that you all have a great and safe weekend. Any other words for this inspirational Friday? Oops. Okay, I guess we've lost our other host there, so I'm going to say thank you to one and all, and I will see you guys on Monday, and I am going to put us out with a song that Jess is involved with. Okay, I guess I have to stop the music.
What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what happened. I clicked in and clicked back on, but we're still on the air, so it's all good. Just wanted to say have a good weekend. Make sure you stay warm out in the East Coast and on the West Coast. Get a little sun for me because it's really been cold. So, yeah. So, Mountain Man, I hope you have a good weekend and stay warm. And I guess we're wrapping it up with, what song did you pick?
The one with Jesse,
Legendary. Yes.
So I will put that on, and I would like to speak with you after.
Absolutely.
And I hope you got that message.
Yes, I did. All right, guys, so thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it would be nice to see you, and Mountain Man, if you could see us out with Legendary.
All right.
vivid and clear. Legendary status is near. We put it in gear. Other MCs to the rear. Too much pain in this game. Swallow too many tears. Kept my eyes focused. Never lost track. Never tossed crack. Kept the gully. Never talked trash. Always kept it hoods. Never crossed backs. Completed small tasks. Through all that with only minor drawbacks. Now it's my time to shine. Cause I'm ready. Flows focused, aimed and steady. Waiting for the levee to break. A heavy mistake. To let my mind flow through the gate. I unload on my foes. Call me Sid.
Charlie.